Hi, guys. Hi, Rolando. Hi, Eddie. Who are we with me today?
Hey, Nicole.
Hey. So, you guys ready to talk some news?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. What do you think when I say 1990, teenage drama, and the most expensive zip code in America? Oh, one of the most expensive zip codes in America.
What do you think, Rolando?
I'm thinking, do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, 90210.
Yeah. What? Come on. You had to be so difficult.
Impossible.
90210. I love that show.
90210.
I am talking about Beverly Hills 90210.
That's true. Beverly Hills 90210. I think that's the official name of the show.
That is the official 90210. Official title. I just want to take a moment of silence here, 3 seconds of silence in memory of Luke Perry, who just passed away.
So sweet.
I'm actually a big fan of Luke Perry.
So, I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his.
Big crush back in the day.
Yeah, well, not 90210, more Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
He plays a daddy.
But
he's
so,
a daddy.
Yeah, it was just announced that Fox will be releasing a reboot or maybe revival of the series. They're going to call it just 90210.
Oh, they're dropping the Beverly Hills.
Yeah, they're dropping the Beverly Hills. And it's going to be on Fox. And one of the interesting things about it is most of the cast is coming back for it.
So is it a remake or is it a revival?
It's probably a revival if they have the original cast coming back.
Because it could also be that they're children.
Well, it's not a reboot because there was already a reboot on the CW 7 years back, I think, maybe?
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was 5 seasons.
5 seasons?
It had 5 seasons.
No way! Yeah, I did not know that show lasted 5 seasons.
Do you remember how many seasons 90210, Beverly Hills 90210 had?
I think like 8.
No, they had 10.
10 seasons?
1990 to 2000.
Wow, I actually can't believe it actually saw
it. It was still relevant then?
2000, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they had double check. I think it's 1990 to 1989 or 2000.
Okay.
I know they had 10 seasons.
I actually can't believe, not that I can't believe that, but it's so funny, right? Because I remember 90210. I used to live in the Bronx. So that show carried over from when I moved to Jersey too. And I never watched it like actually week by week. I only saw it in syndication because you used to syndicate it. And that's how I would catch it. And I would learn, this is the problem of rich white kids.
Yeah.
Living in the Bronx, me, I'm just like, oh, their lives are so interesting, much more than mine.
Yeah, my life is watching this show. So.
My life is watching this show, yeah.
But hold on. This is where it gets a little confusing and a little meta. So the show itself, or at least this show, 90210, it's not per se about like, the characters themselves, but the actors of the characters. So picture this.
Wait, what?
Tori Spelling, Jenny Garth.
Who hate each other, I think, in real life.
Well, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure they do hate each other in real life.
I wouldn't know that. Okay, so.
And they all hate Shannon Doherty.
The actors are coming back to play kind of like a more extreme version of themselves.
Ooh.
Talking about rebooting 90210. So this is interesting. So it's a show within a show.
Okay.
So it's like a reality TV show?
But it's scripted.
Wait, hold on.
So if you don't notice, of course, because this is radio, I put a face when I just said that. But the idea is that it's part drama, part soap opera, part reality TV. Because they have a script, so this is how they're going to be playing themselves, being a little more extra, talking about rebooting, getting the cast together again to reboot 90210.
Okay, they're doing a revival using the original cast who are trying to then reboot the show or revive the show itself. Oh, this is so interesting. This is like weird.
It's really like Luigi Pirandello-ish almost, where it's like aware of itself and like.
I think you're gonna have to tell our audiences what you mean by that.
There was this play called The Five Characters in Search of an Exit, It was a play where characters were aware of the fact that they were in a play.
Oh.
And so it's like, that's one of the first interpretations of like, what if people were aware of the fact that they're in a play, or like there's like this like awareness that you as an audience has that now the people that you're watching have. Mm-hmm. So I like that it gets to that level. And I love when anything like gets to that level. I always just, there's a term for it. I guess maybe it is meta. I always just call it like Pirandello-ish. Because of that, but I love that. I'm like so on board for this.
This is, I think I'm down to watch this only because of how weird it is.
But yeah,
I
right?
Just Eddie announcing this news, I had to look up. It's just like, what in God's name is going on here? So, can I read a quote?
Yes, please.
This is the log line for the new 90210. Having gone their separate ways since the original series ended 19 years ago, Jason, Jenny, Ian, Gabriel, Brian, and Tori reunite. When one of them suggests it's time to get a Beverly Hills 90210 reboot up and running.
Wow.
But getting it going may make for an even more delicious soap than the reboot itself. What will happen when first loves, old romances, friends, and frenemies come back together as this iconic cast, whom the whole world watched growing up together, attempts to continue where they left off? So yeah, this is wild. This is some highbrow shit
this
coming
is taking
out of
it
Fox.
To the next level. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like this is, oh my God, this is awesome news, Eddie.
Really cool.
I thought this was just gonna be a revival. Like it's just like, all right, they're coming back and we're gonna follow their lives where it picked up. And it's just like, no, we're watching a show about these actors trying to bring these characters back to life.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just ripe for comedy.
Yeah. So originally, I had read a couple of things that that they were thinking also inviting Luke Perry into this, but because of his schedule with Riverdale at the time, and now his passing, of course. And I haven't heard anything about Sharon Doherty.
Oh, actually, I when I was Googling it, it shows she's now interested because of Luke Perry's passing.
Sharon Doherty. So wait, how did he die?
He had a stroke. Oh,
you didn't hear?
No.
He had a stroke.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was. He had a stroke last weekend. He had a stroke last weekend. And, you know, he was in his 50s, so you don't think much of it. It's like, all right, it sucks for him. He'll probably recover quickly. And then he died a few days later. I know. And then the scary thing is that I learned is just like people our age, like we're in our 20s, 30s, like it's not uncommon to have a stroke. And you know, one of the leading causes of it?
What?
Bad chiropractic.
Are you serious?
Like, you get something snapped, it'll create a blood clot.
Just as a side effect.
It is a side effect of bad.
I'm sure many other reasons and ways to get a stroke, but
Google
that's
it, people.
Crazy.
I am not a doctor, but yes, talk to your doctor about how can I get a stroke? Or how to avoid getting a stroke, I guess.
Where do I get a stroke?
But wow, this is, I can't. Yeah, this is going to be weird. I'm got to say I'm down for this ride.
Yeah.
It's different. It's actually, this is a lot smarter than I would give the creators of 90210.
I'm just gonna take this opportunity to say this. If Sharon Doherty, definitely, if she gets casted on this, I definitely would love to watch her.
I'm so there
in this whole like environment again.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan. If you're out there, Sharon Doherty, I just want to let you know I'm a big fan.
I
of
fucking
you.
Love her. She is.
I've always been a big
character.
Fan from like Little House on the Prairie to Charmed.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she was on Little House on the Prairie.
To Scare Tactics or Fear Tactics?
Scare Tactics.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, yes, yes.
So
yes.
Always been.
To just all the stories you hear about
and
her.
And she got fired from that show. All she did was just post, right? She didn't even involve with
the
pranks.
Then
she got fired from just like that one job
this
that she had. She's such a bitch.
That show was also a lawsuit waiting to happen.
But she had nothing to do with any of those pranks. You know what I mean? That's the crazy part, that she got fired from... Nothing
yeah, but that's how you
show.
Do it. That's how you do it. You shoot the show, you shoot the host, you shoot everyone. Yeah. So on. But yeah, I'm actually very interested in this.
And yeah, I am too. I've never watched 90210 and I can't really tell you what it is other than teenagers fucking in Beverly Hills. But like, it's got Shannon Doherty. I'm sure.
Dealing with serious issues.
Virginities.
Oh, yeah. And rape, right?
And money.
Rape. Happens. So if you haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil what character, but
there's some heavy stuff there.
Yeah, I remember too. I used to watch there was on Fox they had like a special about like 90210, like all the behind the scenes, but like just the actors talking from their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And they one of the things that Jenny Garth had mentioned was just like she was kind of tired of her character like kind of being protected. Like nothing bad was happening to her character, so she has to write it. So like really, it's just like, come on, give me some meaty storylines. And then, well, now here's a spoiler. She was the one who ends up getting raped. She survives a fire. I think she got shot at one point.
Oh my gosh.
Like they ended up.
She broke up with Dylan.
She broke.
That was a lot for her.
Damn.
Who was Dylan supposed to end up with? I thought he was supposed to end up with Brenda though.
I don't.
After they fired.
Brenda's his sister.
Brenda.
No, Dylan was wasn't Dylan Luke Perry.
Brandon. I got that confused. Sorry, come on, guys. I know.
Come on. All right. I watch this every day.
Yes. Yes.
It was syndicated. Yes. Right? Did I mention this?
Yes.
No, Dylan was Luke Perry's character.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I remember
yes,
that.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. This is all a foreign language to me, guys. But I'm down to watch it. And this new interpretation sounds really exciting.
Yeah. This is exciting. We had to watch some of the. I think the 90210 reboot only had like a season. It didn't do well.
What do you mean? I just told you
there
were five seasons.
No, that's right. You mentioned that. I'm so sorry.
Five seasons.
I'm still stuck in my head believing that this yes. show didn't do well.
Wow, five seasons.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
That is weird. We'll I didn't know.
We'll watch a few rebooted. Episodes. I think we just have to watch a pilot to know what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I'm going to watch.
But yeah, awesome. Great.
Cool.
Great news, Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And rest in peace, Luke.
Good
fun.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
Yeah. Okay.
Nicole, do you have any news for us?
I do. So I'm like a really big musical fan, as everybody knows. And I was going to share that they're trying to move forward with the My Fair Lady musical, but I don't think you guys have seen that. Have you?
No.
Well, okay. So I'm going to tell you instead about another movie musical that's going forward that you might not know about. Netflix is going to do a stop motion musical film by Guillermo del Toro of Pinocchio.
Nice. Oh.
Yes, and this is going to be released next year. If not next year, definitely 2021. Now, and it's going to be an ambitious project.
Creep factor.
Guillermo del Toro doing Pinocchio. That's going to be interesting. And Pinocchio's been done a lot of times, so I wonder if this is going to be... It doesn't sound like it's Disney. It's going to be a new like kind of reinterpretation of Pinocchio.
Yeah, Netflix and Disney seem to have like a very... terse relationship.
Quarrelsome relationship, yeah.
It's
but like Pinocchio is being revived once again for the screen, and it sounds like they're going to get to it before Disney's going to get to it.
Oh, Disney's going to try to they're trying to remake their Pinocchio movie.
I'm sure now that they're finding out that Netflix is doing it, it's like, oh yeah, and then they're going to like rush theirs into production. Especially with now that after they do all like the Disney Renaissance era stuff, they're going to have to maybe go back to the old stuff.
How did you guys feel about Pinocchio, though? Like the Disney one?
It's not one of my favorites.
Yeah, I don't think it's one of mine either. Eddie?
The music is beautiful, but it's like a film like to watch.
The animated?
It's
not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's, I guess, no, it's not one of my favorites either. I mean, it's interesting. I like the story, but it's not my favorite.
I think when you wish upon a star is fantastic.
Oh, wish upon a star. Yeah.
But I can say, I mean, just totally out of content, say a little bit, but what Once Upon a Time did with the Pinocchio character was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know.
I heard about that.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I didn't. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. I remember now. Yeah. One of the characters himself was a Pinocchio character who. I think he was supposed to save Emma Swan, but
he was supposed to be her protector while he came.
But then
to
he became
her.
Like a jackass, like in the movie.
With himself.
Yeah,
he was broken. He was broken.
No pun intended.
I do remember. Yeah, Pinocchio was one of those movies that the scene where like the kids turn into donkeys.
Yeah,
terrified the shit out
it's
of
a,
me growing
it's
up.
It's a pretty perturbing movie.
Yeah,
the whale, like everything, like being sold to the.
Wait a minute, didn't they do a live action? Of this a long time.
There was
they did.
My live action version, right?
Because there's been many.
Was it Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Or am I making that up?
No, I'm pretty sure it was. Then, like, what's his name from Life is Beautiful did one? Roberto Benigni did one.
Oh, we got to really pick which remakes we do here, because this is, there's so many. I remember seeing a bootleg animated version of Pinocchio 2 my mom had bought us. And I hated it so much. I think it was like an Italian version that they
You grew up with a lot of bootlegs.
Yeah, there were so many. Right? Anytime a Disney movie would come out, if we saw it in the movie theaters, my mom would immediately buy us a bootleg to just keep us quiet.
Parents. Here, there you go.
So yeah, so I grew up watching bootleg movies. Aladdin was for sure one of my favorite ones to watch bootleg. Uh-huh. But I will never forget there was always, I think there was like at one point like a head that blocked.
Are you really?
Blocked the camera. Yeah.
So every time you see that scene, you could see the head.
I can see
the
head
frame.
Still. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So watching the new one that comes out in a few weeks at this point is
yeah.
going to be
yeah.
it's going to be interesting because I'm gonna miss a head. Maybe I'll just have someone like block me on purpose.
Maybe
like, excuse me, sir.
I want to relive my childhood.
Can you just like move slightly, there? Like right here?
Yeah. You were right, though. Jonathan Taylor Thomas was in The Adventures of Pinocchio in 1996. I never saw that one.
I don't know if I saw it or if I just saw the commercials enough. I think I saw it. That happens yeah. to me every now and then.
Yeah.
You see commercials so many times growing up that you think it's like, I remember seeing that movie.
Yeah.
And you just realize like, wait, no.
Oh, no. I remember the commercial.
I just saw the commercial a lot of times.
Yeah. But it's intriguing, you know. And I just love the fact that they're like stepping on Disney territory. You know, I kind of like that.
Is it Disney territory?
I feel like the most successful Pinocchio in our pop culture has been the Disney one.
Maybe, but it's not like the most successful Disney.
It's not.
You know what I mean?
But like the association, I would say, is Disney.
Interesting. I don't think a lot of people think, like, if you think of Disney, your top five answers are going to be nothing. No one's going to think of Pinocchio.
True. But, well, but if you think of Pinocchio, what's the first Pinocchio you think of? The Disney one.
Okay.
That's what I think. I don't know. What do you guys think? You should let us know.
Yes, let us know. You can comment on our Facebook page, Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals. You could also hit us up on our Instagram, Remakes, Reboots, Revivals. And we also have our email address live and active, remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com.
Yes, 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 yes. And we have some important news to share you guys. We're going to make the show one episode per week now. So every other week, we're going to do Minisode Mondays. And then every other week, we're going to do long form episodes where we tackle a remake, a reboot, or a revival of a movie or a television. And these are now going to be on Mondays. So we don't want to bombard your guys' weeks too much, so we're going to spread it out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And please, please, stay tuned and keep on listening. We love you and we love all the support. And email us and show us love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's it.
And if you love someone, share this podcast with them.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Eddie Z. That's true. They
if
should
you
be
love
sharing
them.
This podcast. All right, Nicole and Eddie Z.
Yeah.
That's a wrap on this week.
That's a wrap. So we'll see you guys next week.
And until next week, stay unoriginal.